Hey, this is Billy West. Sometimes I play Philip J. Fry. Man, all this constant exposure to radiation's making me thirsty.
And Dr. Zoidberg, are you going to eat that?
And Zap Brannigan. Kiff, alert the men. I've made it with a woman. Good news, everyone. Bad news.
By the way, I'm Billy West, if you forgot already. And you're listening to Weeby Geeks Podcast. You're home for this sort of thing.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power.
Mission commencing.
My name is Optimus Prime.
All wings check in.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
Red Button standing by.
Red Fox standing by.
Big Red standing by.
Red October standing by.
Helen Reddy standing by.
Simply Red standing by.
Great Scott!
So, the bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
Meanwhile, in a small corner of the city, in the home of real bad pain...
You're listening to another episode of Weeby Geeks. It's episode 37, and I am your host, Mike. On the other side of the table, we've got...
This is Eric. How's it going?
Good, and we got someone new joining us tonight that's going to be with us every other week.
Hello.
And that would be Jessica. How are you doing,
that's
Jessica?
That's me. I'm great.
So
excited, a little nervous, not going to lie.
Oh, it's fine. You get over the nervousness in about 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, the first podcast that I did, I had the advantage of being on with Victoria, who's like my best friend since we were 17.
Oh, so you forgot there was even a mic in your face.
Yeah. It was just like,
a mic
we're
on the
podcasting.
Other side of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost forgot
Wow.
Mike was there. It was like, I'm just talking to my friend with this dude that I've never met before.
So we'll do our best to keep the gremlins away.
Mike loves that sound effect.
Was that like the gremlin in the blender, or was that just...
I don't remember which one it is. It's just a random drop that I found.
Awful.
So, anyhow.
That movie horrified me as a child.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why.
I loved that movie.
I loved it too, and I loved getting scared by it, but oh my god, it scared the crap out of me, and I'd always watch it like through my fingers with trying to cover my eyes. I still do that at horror movies, but that scared me, so that noise kind of made me a little scared.
Well, I had no problem watching the movie. I took my brother with me, and at the time, he's like 6 years younger than me. So, anytime anything jumped, he jumped, which caused me to jump. I'm like, this movie's not scary, but come on, stop jumping. So
my mom thought it would be really funny. I don't know if you guys remember when they released the Furbies, they had the Gizmo Furby.
Yeah.
And because that movie scared the crap out of me, so one Christmas, Santa got me that Furby and turned it on, and there was like a possession in most of them where in the middle of the night they just start talking. I seriously almost crapped my bed. It was so awful. That was like the meanest mom trick ever, but I'm going to beat that mom.
No, Jessica, here's the thing. You're younger than I am. Even though,
not by much.
Yeah, everyone thinks that Jessica's like 21 or 22. She's actually a year younger than I am. And I remember when Furbies came out, when they were brand new, and I was like a senior in high school. Die. So when this happened, she had to be at least 16 years old.
Absolutely.
Well, it's funny that you bring up, you know, Furbies in the high school. It's that game show that's on NBC. It's now America's Got Talent. It's the one with all the celebrities where they sit on the couch.
The Voice? No, a couch?
Yeah. It's
hosted. I don't have cable.
I don't have cable either, so I'm the worst. I'm really updated
NBC.
On my pop culture.
Oh, yeah, I get
it's
NBC.
NBC. It's the one hosted by Lynch from Glee. Oh, what's her first name? Is it Jane Lynch?
Jane Lynch.
Oh, Jane Lynch. Oh, it's with all the comedians, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Celebrity Game Night.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Okay, cool.
They were doing these things where you had like six or seven placards, and they had to put them in order. Well, the one group got pictures of Britney Spears, and they had to put them in chronological order.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Okay. The other group got the hottest Christmas toys. Oh. And it started, and it had like Rubik's Cube, Transformers, Care Bears, Cabbage Patch Dolls, and for the life of me, I can't remember the other two. Because there were six things.
Pickle Me Elmo.
Oh, right.
Yes.
The Wii, actually, and the Wii Fit, I remember. That was a problem.
But I don't remember what the last one was. There was a Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, that was horrible.
And no, this. What's this?
Game. I think it was a Game Boy.
Okay.
So they're going through, and they're like, "No, no, no, no! I was a kid once. I remember." Like, okay, was that have to do with the fact that you all were kids?
You had the. You said they had pictures of Britney Spears, and they had to put them in chronological order. Okay.
Yes.
I have a box set of 45s from an album called "If I Were a Carpenter." It's from the 90s. And okay. It's all these alternative rock grunge bands like the Pixies and the Shonen Knife doing covers of Pixies of Carpenter songs, right?
Right.
And they have pictures of the guy on one side and Karen Carpenter on the other. And if you flip through them, like it looks like Karen Carpenter's melting.
Well, she probably was.
It's funny, but it's sad at the same time.
True.
Like, 'cause it's just, she looks, in the first one, she's so pretty and so healthy, and by the end, she looks like Skeletor.
Yeah.
It's funny that you talk about, when people think I'm younger until I age myself. I haven't heard anybody bring up the Pixies. I actually had to tell somebody the other day that Nirvana song was a Pixies cover.
Which one?
And they were like, is it The Man Who Sold the World that's the Pixies cover?
No, that's Bowie.
Just kidding, that's Bowie. I'm really bad with song titles. The other one, what Pixie, I don't remember, it was on the radio, and they're doing the Soundhound thing, and I was like, it's Nirvana, and they're like, well, who does it originally? I was like, it's the Pixies. They're like, who's that? I was like, I'm so old.
Kim Deal. I had such a crush on Kim Deal, and now looks like Frank Black, so.
Oh, that's like Kay Hanley. She was hot, and I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry.
The one... Do you remember Juliana Hatfield? From the Blake Babies? She was like with Evan Dando all the time?
No, I don't think I know.
She got old. Like, and it's depressing, because now I feel old, because she's not that much older than me. And I look at her from, Universal Heartbeat. And then you see her now, and she looks so much older, and it's because it's been almost 20 years, at least.
I feel like I'm contributing to your sidetracking. I've been listening to podcasts.
Yeah, well, we're
I don't want to get in trouble on my first show, so
no,
I'm going to stop instigating
it's
it.
It's fine.
Yeah, well, it is. It's Weeby Geeks, not, Weeby fans of 1990s alternative rock bands.
I know. We should, as much as I'm enjoying myself, we should probably move along, because I feel like I'm a bad kid now already.
No, that's okay. I like sidetracking. No one talks about these bands with me. No one knows, like, Belly or Mazzy Star or... Because, my girlfriend's, like, 9 years younger than me.
Oh, so she never wore Doc Martens before they were cool again right now? Because I see these girls, and I was like, oh, I had those shoes. Do you remember Angelina Jolie wore those in Hackers? Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
No? Okay, I don't want to wear them ever again. Bye. I'm not wearing Keds either. See you later.
She grew up in Australia, so she did get like some of the American stuff. Like when she was a kid, like Gem and the Holograms was on there when she was a kid.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was reading on Facebook, a friend of mine, he was talking, whatever happened to Heelys? Did they just kind of drop off?
I have a pair of Heelys.
You might have one of the only pairs left.
I've worn Converse All-Stars for like 20 years, so.
Oh my god, I have a glitter pair.
Do you design your own? Did you know you could do that now off their website?
Yeah,
you design your own Heelys?
No, your own Converse.
My Converse All-Stars, they're black with white trim, so.
Well, Journeys has like a superhero line, and there's like an awesome Superman pair, there's a Joker pair, and a Batman pair, but they do not come anywhere near a female size at all. But they're probably the coolest Converse shoes I've ever seen in my life.
Go to Converse website. You could do Batman, Joker, Riddler, Catwoman.
Well, I want Catwoman ones.
But I mean, you could do all that right on their site.
Oh my god, this sounds amazing. I wear Chucks with everything too. So speaking of Batman, Billy West, is that what we're supposed to be talking about? He was on some animated Batman shows, right? Oh, we're talking about Adam West or Billy West? I thought we were talking about Billy West because of Futurama.
Well, yes, and I'm talking about this episode of Futurama.
Yeah.
We're coming on the air. We're coming on the air. We're recording this 2 hours after Futurama has officially died again.
At least here on the East Coast. At least here on the East Coast. I don't know if it aired.
Hey! Sorry. I have a lot of dogs.
Dog attack!
Well, my friend just decided to use the restroom, and then apparently they forgot she was here because dogs are stupid, and they just freaked out. And typically they don't do this, but... Oh my god, you're here! I forgot! Where did you go? You went to the bathroom? They're literally doing this right now. Ugh. Why do I feed you? Anyways, sorry about that.
That's all right. Futurama.
It's a Futurama.
I swear.
Well, I'll believe it. Don't worry.
I don't think any of us have seen it yet. Jess, did you watch Futurama tonight?
No, I don't have cable. I haven't seen the entire last season. Like, the newer episodes, I have to either politely wait for them to be available to me via Hulu or whatever, or maybe I will just suck it up and get cable, because I'm sick of not watching Doctor Who and all these things and waiting for them, so I might just get cable and suck it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Doctor Who special in November, which is on, like, Thanksgiving Day, I think, here,
right.
Is going to be simulcast around the world.
Ooh.
So you have to get up early for that.
Stop it! She's still here! Oh, my God.
So... Anyhow.
I'm going to kill all of you. Sorry, I shouldn't be saying that while you're recording. Thank God I don't have real children.
Dog bodies show up in the harbor.
I feel like I start calling the ASPCA on me. Yeah. Doggy DEA is going to come inspect the house, make sure I'm taking care of them.
Episode 37, Invasion of the Dog Snatchers.
I'm pretty sure this is episode 37 in a row, Mike.
Really? In a row?
Yeah. I think every podcast is called episode 37 that, though. That's the only thing. This is not a new joke. The movie came out in, like, 1994.
Right. So I know Jessica says she hasn't watched most of season 7. Have you watched any of season 7?
Yeah, I've seen them all except for the last two episodes.
I enjoy Futurama, but I think the season's just been kind of... I want to say the writers might have mailed it in slightly. I mean, there were some funny episodes, but there were some that was like, okay, that was uneventful.
Oh,
yeah, not every episode's going to be great. Let me have a look here. Because, you know, season 7 has been airing in two parts, so the first part was a year ago.
Right.
I'm trying not to get those mixed up in my head.
Now, the first half, like the episode with the iPod, or the iPhone, that was hilarious.
that was really good.
Was it? No, I thought it was season 7.
No, that was one of the first ones back.
That was last spring then.
That was, no, Mike, that was 2010.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a while ago because season
really?
6, I don't even think I watched the second half.
I'm losing track of time.
It's been on Comedy Central for 4 years, dude.
I know.
Yeah, that was one of the very first ones.
Yeah, but what Comedy Central called season 5 was all the different made to
Yeah, DVD the
DVD movies,
movies
that
yeah.
they re-aired
yeah, but then
two or three part episodes.
Yeah, then they had season 6 that they ran in two parts for 2 years, and season 7 in two parts for 2 years. It's been new episodes for 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I could have sworn I just saw the iPod episode new last year.
No, no.
Maybe new to you.
Yeah, you must have missed it when it was first on.
It was the first episode of that season, though. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Maybe it was just the first hilarious one.
Maybe. The first one, remember, was the one where they had the robot Fry and Leela.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That one was kind of cute.
And then the one after that was the one where with the V'ger parody with V'giny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went into season 6 a little differently because I went to a table read for Futurama that season. So I didn't actually know what episode I went to when I went to it. They don't, like, tell you any of that. But obviously you get to hear the episode from beginning to end with all the people reading it. And what ended up happening was I saw my episode, and the season 6 that I saw, I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. This is mine. Oh, this is funny. I remember this joke here and just this joke there. But the things that made me laugh the hardest and the things that I really took with me didn't end up in anything.
Huh.
And it was very strange to me, and especially if you're letting people into table reads, why not just ask them a few questions? Because I was super impressed with the episode. I don't know if it's because I was, you know, sitting behind Bender, you know, John DiMaggio, talking and turning around like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, hey. Like, it was a little bit of, you know, a different scenario going to it, super excited. But, I mean, I felt like I was trying to hold back laughs because you're not supposed to talk or do anything. You're just supposed to be there and mute. And I was having a hard time not laughing really hard at some of the jokes. Like, there was just one point where, like, Leela was supposed to turn to Fry, and she just was like, doy, Fry, doy. And it was so funny the way she even just, without even looking, the way she did it with her voice, Katie Sagal, I wanted to laugh so hard I was embarrassed that I was like, like, this is bad etiquette. And I was like, I don't want to get kicked out. This is awesome. And then none of the things that made me hold my laugh in were on any of the shows. So I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what from the table read they did at Comic-Con that they aired this week. What, because they table read the first act.
Okay.
What from that ended up in the actual final? Because I've also seen another clip that they released from this episode as well.
Was that the one they released tonight?
No, it was like yesterday, either Monday or yesterday.
Okay. Huh.
So, if they released one today, I didn't see it. I missed it.
Yeah, I might have just missed it yesterday.
So, yeah, I'll be curious. We had a chance to interview, well, me and my former co-host had a chance to interview Billy West back in March at MegaCon.
Awesome.
And I'll tell you, going into the interview, being in entertainment, we knew, you know, he was there to sign autographs, meet the fans. Of course, as we're asking him about setting up an interview, you know, this guy comes up, are you the guy who does Fry? He goes, yeah. Do the voice. He goes, can you see I'm talking to people? Do the voice. I'm talking to people. Oh, come on, do the voice. And he just goes off, why the hell should I? And then just lets the F-bomb go in the voice of Fry. I'm like, I'm laughing. I am dying. And I'm like, okay, I'll never hear this on TV.
It's always fun to hear people swear when you don't normally hear them swear.
Yeah.
Well, like when Alton Brown did the Nerdist podcast, that was amazing.
So when we did our interview with him, he just dropped into characters, and we never asked him to do the characters. He just did it on his own.
Yeah.
I'd have
probably asked him to help me work on my Nixon impression.
He seems like the nicest guy in the world, too.
Yeah.
So to hear him drop the F-bomb, like, oh, okay.
Talk
like Stimpy? Stimpy swearing?
Talk to him about his music. He loves talking about his music. It's great. It was fun. And so when we asked him, you know, you heard the reason why we chose Billy West for our promo, beginning of the show is because it's the last night of Futurama. We just asked him, hey, can you just do something, you know, typical? Hi, I'm Billy West and you're listening to the We Be Geeks podcast. He goes, yeah, I could do that. No problem. And you heard what we ended up with.
Yeah.
That was, cool. We didn't ask him to do any voices. He did that on his own. And it's like, okay. So now it's to have that drop, especially now knowing the show's not around anymore. Yeah, that's going to be a favorite drop now.
Yeah, Billy West is so awesome as a voice actor. You know, for the entire first season of Futurama, I thought that Zap Brannigan was Phil Hartman.
Yes.
Me
actually, too. Actually, as he says in the interview, it's a mix of all the radio DJs that are out there. You know, the ones that are over the top, you know, type deal. With a little Phil Hartman.
Yeah, it's so dead on that I actually thought it was Phil Hartman for like an entire year.
Yeah. Me too. And I was like, oh, that's sad. Who's going to do his voice now?
Yeah,
I know that
sounds
so, that's how really in my mind, I really thought it was him. So now I was like, oh, I thought the first thing I thought about was Futurama. And then I was like, that's not Phil. Oh man, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we say a fond farewell to Futurama.
Hopefully it's not hopefully this isn't the last episode.
I hope
it's going to come back again in movie form.
I would love to see a big screen Futurama movie pop up.
I don't know if I can see that happening just because it is a cult show. I mean,
right.
You know, let's be honest.
Yeah, but if they do it and the big screen is the last hurrah.
Yeah.
I want to hear the language go just a little bit more. Let's push the edge.
They could have done that on the direct DVD movies and they didn't.
True. Well,
I mean, they have pushed further than they did on Fox, even on Comedy Central.
Right, but when they did the direct to DVD, they knew that the seasons were coming up. They were doing that to help fill the space until they got the new seasons going, and then ended up turning that into season 5.
Yeah,
Futurama in 3D. That's what's gonna happen.
There
so
was,
even if they're cursing, it's going to be in 3D.
Bend your shiny metal ass in 3D.
That'd actually be worth it.
I like the
Sold.
Episode this season. The
IMAX.
The episode this season about Bender's ass.
Yes, that was great. it was a good one.
And the Saturday morning cartoon one was good.
Yeah.
The Calculon one was good.
Yep.
Jess is lost. She hasn't seen them.
I wish they do a Calculon spinoff where it's just a soap opera. That'd be great.
Oh yeah, like instead of another season of Futurama, just all my circuits.
Yeah, that's all I want. It'd be just like the Green Arrow TV show that I saw on the WB. It's just a soap opera with things that I like.
Did you see the Everybody Loves Hypnotoad special on the DVD?
Yes.
How much of that did you watch?
Of the actual Hypnotoad, not much. And somebody I came across had that tattooed on their body, and I'm pretty sure I couldn't handle it. So I'm like, that's not nice for people who know what that is.
Yeah, here's the thing with the Everybody Loves Hypnotoad, the full 22-minute episode that they put on that DVD.
Which DVD is it?
It's on Bender's Big Score.
Okay.
Is that on Netflix or no?
They have the DVD on Netflix, and I believe they have the movie on Netflix, but not the Hypnotoad special. So here's the thing about this, though. You've seen Everybody Loves Raymond, I'm assuming.
Yes.
You know how they do the exterior shots? I like Everybody Loves Raymond.
I do, too. It's just... I don't like to say that out loud, but yes, I enjoyed that
show. It's a good show.
I know.
You know the exterior establishing shots that they do of, like, the houses when they come back from commercial and they play the little musical interlude?
Right.
Yeah, because nobody ever leaves the house, so they have to show there's at least an outside of the house.
Yeah, they do that. They do that on Everyone Loves Hypnotoad.
Oh, God.
If you watch it after 7 minutes, they like show an establishing shot of a house, and then it's back to the Hypnotoad.
Oh, I have the attention span of a gnat. I could not get through much of that at all.
Yeah, I fast forwarded, and yeah, at like 17 and 14 minutes, they have like outside establishing shots.
Wow. So, on to the next thing. Bryan Cranston isn't Lex Luthor, or at least not yet.
Yeah.
Wait.
I know. It's almost as if Latino Review doesn't know what they're talking about and are just making things up.
That's how casting agents just cast people now. They just look at that website and then cast people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we say it last week with Mark that, you know, Cranston, you know, there was no verification?
We said there's no verification on this at all. It's not confirmed. And people are just picking bald guys. And exactly. Cranston said, yeah, they're just saying that because I'm bald.
And then he did come about and confirm, no, I'm not doing it. I know nothing of a 6-movie deal. I know nothing of this other stuff. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. So, people are going to stick with that rumor until the end, until they announce another Lex Luthor. Because I saw people on Message Boards, oh, he's just saying that because he can't announce it yet.
Yeah, you just got to wait till after Breaking Bad's over. Come on, folks. Right. AP, pick us up. Let us. Maybe we just need to write it on the website, and then maybe people will listen to us more.
I feel like it wouldn't be a bad thing if it was Lex Luthor, though, because he's kind of an open nerd, right? Like, he's into that kind of stuff. So he'd probably do it justice and enjoy it, so at the least it'd be passionate and cool.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I think it's not bad.
It's just that he's not signed yet.
And everyone thinks he'd be better as James Gordon than he would Lex Luthor.
Well, by everyone, you mean
you,
Mark.
Well, no, you see, those who are anti-Luther with Cranston are very pro-Gordon with Cranston.
Yeah, okay. You know, along these same lines, things that Latino Review has gotten wrong, Ian McDiarmid is not signed on to do Star Wars Episode 7, according to Ian McDiarmid. And they had that whole plot breakdown. They had the whole plot of the movie with the Emperor coming back and all this stuff. And Ian McDiarmid's like, yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah, but we're also talking about the same guy who all he did for Doctor Strange was read the actual origin story for Doctor Strange.
Well, that's the least of his sins.
It's really getting gross where anyone, anywhere can just say something, and if we want to believe it, we're like, oh my god, yes, Bryan Cranston, it's Lex Luthor, it's true, yeah. Let's everybody talk about it, it's true, and it'll happen.
The Emperor's coming back, and he's a clone.
Yeah, well...
Yay, tell all your friends!
The thing is, for a while, Latino Review was pretty spot on with these clips, and they're the defenders of these leaks... You know, their big leak for Iron Man 3 was that the post-credit scene in Iron Man 3, Iron Man got a call from the Guardians of the Galaxy and flew off Earth.
In the spacesuit.
Yeah, that's what they said happened. And I've heard people say that Marvel must have reshot the ending because they leaked it. Like, no! How does that even make sense? He blew up all the suits. Did you not watch the same movie we watched?
But you don't mess with El Mayimbe.
I know, right?
Side note, do you think that Superman caused more money damage in the new movie, or Iron Man... Oops, sorry, messing up all his suits. Sorry, in my mouth.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. It's still a bleep, though. I don't want to... I'm sorry.
They're kind of fun.
Can you just put them in any of my sentences so it makes everything that I say super inappropriate so I don't have to worry about it?
You know what? This is going to be off topic a little bit. You know that show about the people who make the duck calls.
Oh my god, Duck Dynasty. It's Duck Dynasty. I just got exposed to them, and I don't care how much money you have, I could not marry a man with a beard like that. First of all, it's horrifying.
Well, here's what I heard about that. The guy who's the star of the show or whatever, I don't watch it, he said that they like add bleeps to things on that show that aren't cursing. He's like, we don't swear.
Brilliant.
At all. And they add bleeps to it to make it sound like they do. They did that with another one. What the hell was it? The one with the Surreal Life on VH1. Yeah. There was a scene with Ron Jeremy. He was, like, standing around, and they had this big blue dot over his crotch, you know? And I saw an interview with him, and he's like, yeah, that was, you know, first of all, thank you for the size of that, but I was wearing a bathing suit. It's like, I'm not just going to stand around naked. I mean, yeah, I'm a porn star. I do it for a living. But, you know, I'm not going to stand around naked just in my house with Tammy Faye Baker.
I think Jimmy Kimmel does that, where they do unnecessary censorship, and they just find, like, the most random news story. I think it's the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I don't know. Obviously, I don't have cable. But it's on YouTube, and it's probably just – it's searched for, like, unnecessary censorship. It's so funny because they just find – they must just be have somebody who watches the news, because I don't know how they do it so perfectly, but it'll just sound like somebody on Fox News is reporting a story about a giant beep that went into her beep, and it's like a school bus and charity or something, and you're just like, oh my god, this is awesome.
It's like going back and doing the farting preacher videos.
Yeah. But yeah.
Jesus.
Charity levels.
Yeah. So casting. Ryan Cranston says, I'm not Lex Luthor. I haven't signed to play Lex Luthor. Ian McDiarmid says, I'm not the Emperor. I haven't signed on for any of the new Star Wars movies. There's a casting rumor about two teenage 20-something actors who've been cast in Episode 7. Okay, I don't know their names. I haven't bothered to learn their names because the site reporting it, Latino Review, has been wrong so consistently that I'm almost certain they're not going to be in Star Wars. But Film Chronicles is a website that pretty much only reports things that they've verified as fact. Okay? They don't report rumors. I mean, they're not like, you know, some of these sites turn into like rumor mills, and anything that goes around, no matter how unfounded it is, they'll print it.
Right.
Yeah.
This isn't a site like that. This is a site that prints news, and they verify the things that they print, and they don't normally print any kind of rumors at all. They said that their sources say Benedict Cumberbatch is in Episode 7 of Star Wars.
Okay.
And that's interesting. They don't have any information on who he might be playing, good guy, bad guy, whatever.
Right.
Just, you know, and it's they have such a reputation of not only not being wrong, but just not reporting rumors at all until they're verified.
Right. Well, I know out of Dragon Con, if I remember the story right, Billy D's agent or manager, someone close to Billy D has come out and said he wants back in the next movie.
Well, I don't see how you can do it without Billy D, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, from Empire on, the four primary characters, you know, it's Harrison Ford, it's Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, but and Billy D. Williams is just as big to me as the other three.
You also need to bring in Chewbacca if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Until you kill him off. If they even decide to kill him off.
Yeah.
Poor Chewbacca's knees.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
We wish you well, Peter Mayhew.
Yes, we do. And hopefully we will have you on the show in the future.
Yes, and if you can't perform as Chewbacca in the costume, you can still do the voice. You can do that from a sitting position.
Well, that was all done ADR.
Yeah, still. I know it was a recording of a bear and a cat, but, you know, let me have it. Let me have it, Mike.
I apologize if you hear anything, but there's some sort of a fight outside of my house. I apparently live in the ghetto.
Okay, so what I'm
the dogs might bark again. Huh?
Just waiting for a couple very loud bangs.
That's actually kind of what you do. I'm not used to this kind of environment, so that's why I was being really quiet. So if you hear fighting, I'm just waiting for the bang. No, it's safe. We're good. I feel like I am in a Dick Tracy comic book right now. Like, it's awful.
So we have...
I'm Prune Tracy. Take that, Dick. Yes, I made a Simpsons joke, everyone.
Yes. On the night of Futurama.
You would know, and I was asking somebody else, and they can't figure it out. How do you get your hands on the Dick Tracy movie with Madonna in it?
Because
it's not on Netflix. I couldn't really find it on DVD.
eBay?
Yeah. Is it worth it to go through the struggle? Do you think it'll have a good rewatch value, or is it just going to be awful?
I think for what it was at the time, I'd grab it. But then again, you're talking to the person who has a copy of Howard the Duck on DVD.
Yeah, I feel like I had that movie on Laserdisc.
I'm going to take a look.
I might have.
Myself.
Yeah, look that up for me, because no one really has the answer, because I'm like, I don't really want to buy Dick Tracy, so if you have it, I totally dig borrowing it. But now at this point, everyone's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's Warren Beatty that's in it with her, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, I feel like I haven't seen this in forever, and I'm unfamiliar with for what I'm looking for.
There's a DVD and a Blu-ray.
There's a Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's a DVD version where you could buy it now for $4.43.
On Netflix, on Amazon?
On eBay.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, buy it now.
I have $4.43. I'm going to buy it now.
$4.43?
Not like $443,
no,
right?
$4.43 with $2.99 shipping.
I could spare that. That sounds delightful.
Let me see here. It's $8 on Amazon for the DVD and $20 for the Blu-ray.
Yes.
Well, I guess the Blu-ray is coming out September 23rd.
No, the Blu-ray came out last year, Mike.
Okay, then this auction's misleading. Dick Tracy Steelbook Disney Blu-ray sold out. Limited edition 4,000 pre-order September 23rd.
That might be some kind of new thing that
no one else is reporting.
Yeah, the Blu-ray doesn't have any special features. Oh, is there?
There's the Steelbook Disney Blu-ray sold out. Disney does this, and I'm sure the person who works for them knows this.
Yeah, but Amazon doesn't have a listing for that, and they would if it was coming out next month.
It says pre-order September 23rd on a few things. I could go to
description.
Disney may have even emailed me about this because they know where to get money from.
It's a UK exclusive to 4,000 copies.
Okay, that explains why it's not on Amazon.
Why do they do this to me?
It also won't play in your Blu-ray player, so.
I know, that's why I'm sad.
Get a region-free player.
I feel like the last time I did that was for a PS1 when I wanted to play Thrill Kill. I haven't done that in a long time. It's not worth it.
I have a region-free DVD drive in my Mac, so I can watch Kath and Kim.
Most PCs are region-free.
Yeah. Well, the DVD players, they have region locks on the middle switch sort of behind the scenes and could possibly lock you out. But yeah, I cracked my DVD drive to watch Kath and Kim. So, if you're wondering, that is an Australian television show.
I have in my bedroom.
Makes sense.
In my bedroom, the DVD player in there is region free. But my one in my living room is, where are we? Region one?
Yeah, we're region one.
Yeah. So.
We're the best region.
Now,
speaking
of Blu-rays, what's this Star Trek, or as we say down here in the South, Star Trek Into Darkness Blu-ray debacle?
Oh my God! Didn't you hear about this?
No.
Because I know I put it in the show notes, but I didn't put a link to it because I just assumed that you would have heard about it. Okay, the Star Wars Into Darkness Blu-ray has like very few special features for it, right?
Right.
There's no commentary. There's like no documentaries or anything.
Say what?
Yeah, it's just a very blue. It's a very bare bones Blu-ray release, right? But if you buy it on iTunes, which is where I got mine,
right?
It has a director's commentary.
Okay.
But that's not on the Blu-ray. And there's a couple exclusive Blu-rays for Target and Best Buy and whatnot that have more special features that aren't on the Blu-ray.
And, of course, if you want all the different special features, you got to go buy the Target one and then go buy the Best Buy one, then go buy the Walmart one.
And get it from iTunes because that's the only place to get the special director's commentary with J.J. Abrams. Instead of just putting everything on the Blu-ray and releasing it, yeah, they've broken up the Blu-ray special content into like three different Blu-rays and the digital version.
Why do I have a funny feeling this was actually planned like this?
Oh, they definitely did it on purpose. It was an intentional move.
Right.
Because they think that people who like this kind of thing are all collectors, so they are trying to market to collectors. It makes sense. I bought Star Magazine, like the tabloid magazine, for the new movie it came out because it was the Star Trek Collector's Edition. And I would never pick up a stupid Star Magazine in a store and purchase it for $4. But I was like, ooh, and I picked it up. I was like, ooh, there's stuff about Next Generation in here too. I'm going to take this home. And I was like, I just spent $4 on something about Star Trek, but that I am their exact demographic. Like, I'm, as you're talking about them, I'm like, I don't know what one I want, but I want one of them. I want all the special ones. Yeah. And I was like, what does Ultraviolet mean? I want that one too.
Ultraviolet is terrible.
What is it?
It's a form of digital rights management. Essentially.
Sorry, I don't like the...
Yeah, all it's like buying your video from Amazon or iTunes as a digital download.
Okay.
But terrible.
But you can't watch it on those formats.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know that there's a way to get the Ultraviolet content onto your television the way there is with like Apple TV.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And that's the one that the studios all use when they say free digital copy, because they only want you to watch it on your laptop when they give you a digital copy.
Right.
They don't want you to watch it on your iPad. They don't want you to watch it on your iPhone. They don't want you to watch it on your television.
They don't want you to watch it on your laptop.
Yeah, they want you to watch it on your laptop, on airplanes, and maybe on your PC.
Yep. And yet the whole... That and the... was it the Vudu? VUDU.
Yeah.
That one never made sense either. It's like, okay, you're trying to compete with something that's just, it's going to fail.
You're trying to compete with the Pirate Bay is what you're trying to compete with. And let me tell you something. If you get something off the Pirate Bay, you can watch it on any device you want.
At any time, no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have a service that competes with that, because people will buy it. People will pay for it if it works the way they want it to work. And, you know, you may be competing with something that's, you know, works the way you want it to work and is also free.
Right.
And, you know, you can make all kinds of arguments about why, you know, that doesn't justify piracy, and it doesn't, but it's there. It's the reality. You have to deal with it in some way. It's not just going to go away because you tell people it's bad.
Right.
Well, you have to compete with it now.
Like we talked about, like, one of the reasons why, A, I haven't watched Game of Thrones, and B, like, The Walking Dead, I have a hard time catching up, because we were talking about if I miss an episode or two or three because I'm busy, it takes forever for me to be able to buy it. And then what am I going to do when it's ready to buy it? Just sit down and watch only The Walking Dead until the new ones come on? It's super frustrating. So yeah. I get it, because you're like, I'm going to give you till this date, and that's it. And then I'm going to steal. I don't want to steal from you, but you are making it real hard to take my money. So,
well, yeah, the oatmeal did that famous sort of Game of Thrones thing, if you remember.
Don't ruin it, because remember, I'm not supposed to be learning or hearing or seeing.
No, it was about getting Game of Thrones, not about Game of Thrones itself. And he was like, yeah, he's like, Game of Thrones is awesome. You should watch it. He's like, okay. It doesn't appear to be on any streaming services. Well, I'll check iTunes. Hey, iTunes has a lot of stuff. Oh, look, no videos of Game of Thrones, just clips. Well, HBO Go has it. Maybe I'll sign up for that. Huh, I have to be an HBO subscriber, but I don't even have cable. I guess I'll just download it from the Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at that. It's downloading. Hey, it's done and I can watch it.
Is HBO Go like Hulu Plus, where sometimes even Hulu Plus does that to you? Because I love Once Upon a Time. I am just now catching up on the second season, too, because Hulu Plus bumps them off so fast. And they go from the first season to the second season. They switch off between reruns. And then that's the same thing. Like, you're paying for Hulu Plus, and then you're missing stuff. And then you can't download it. And then you're like, I'm paying for a service, and this is still happening.
I'm not sure with HBO Go, but I know you have to be a cable subscriber.
You have to have
HBO.
Right.
And your cable company has to be participating. Like, I have my cable company is called Atlantic Broadband. They're not like one of the participating cable companies. This is not Comcast or Cable Town or whatever.
So you can't even give HBO your money if they wanted it.
Exactly.
I mean, I could get HBO, but I mean, even if I subscribe to HBO and pay, you know, it's like $80 a month for cable and another $15 for HBO, I still wouldn't have HBO Go.
Yeah, because I'm just like, and then are they the same thing? Are they not putting entire seasons on? Is it just half seasons? Because then if I do pay the $80, for some reason I've lost my mind or I fall into a giant pile of money, am I going to just be like, why did I sign up for this for $80 a month when I don't have entire seasons?
Well, for me, I've got the other issue, you know, similar to Eric. I'm Bright House Cable, which is also a division of Time Warner. So everything that's gone on recently with CBS and not being available on the on-demand channels and everything else, it's the same thing. There's a lot of companies that their apps for the on-demand to get stuff, Time Warner and Bright House is not a part of that. And one of the big culprits for that is Cartoon Network. You go on their site, try and watch a video on demand. Time Warner, which is their parent company, is not one the cable company supported.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. There's this big fight. This is going to become an issue, this Time Warner thing. I'm glad you brought it up. The internet service providers don't want to be dumb cables anymore, essentially.
Right.
They want a piece of the money that you're getting for like Netflix and Hulu. They don't want to just be the pipe that brings it to your house. They want a piece of that dollar.
Right.
Which would be fine if I wasn't paying, you know, $50 a month for internet access.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's a felony to change your IP address to access that content now. To change your IP address, which, you know, most people's IP address changes without them even knowing it because they have, you know, dynamic IPs.
Right.
You got to pay more for a static IP.
And
but,
you
get banned from an internet forum and you change your IP address to go back, that's a felony now. It's a felony. Think about that.
But I can't.
And I heard also
1 year in jail.
The same law that you're talking about, when that went into effect, the same, I don't think it had anything to do with each other, but if you get pulled over by a police officer and your phone's not locked, they're allowed to go through your phone.
Yeah, I heard that.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah. Why? What does my phone have to do with how I'm driving?
The only thing that I could even think of for any reason for this to be okay is somebody driving to go sell drugs and there's a text that says, hey, I got that heroin you wanted. And like, it texts back, cool, I'll meet you at so-and-so street. Perfect, it's $50. And who the heck sends out text messages like, let's go buy some heroin. Like, you're never going to catch the people you're looking for anyway, so you're just going to end up going through somebody like my phone and either see things that I don't want you to see or get the wrong impression that I'm a bad person.
Well, we're also talking, too, that Homeland Security could stop you for at any time, any reason, anywhere in this country.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about if you've been paying attention to this NSA thing. What the NSA is doing is they're monitoring for foreign terrorists, but they're not really. They're listening to domestic stuff. And they're using this stuff mostly to bust drug dealers, which is illegal, okay? Right. It's illegal for the NSA to tap your phone without a warrant and arrest you for possession of marijuana. So what they're doing is they're calling these police stations and they're like, hey, this is the NSA. This guy, here's his license plate number, has, a buttload of crack in the back of his car. Pull him over because his tail light's out and we never talked.
Yep.
I actually just got pulled over for the first time, which sounds super stupid. And they searched my car.
Why did you let them?
Because I have nothing to hide. I wasn't doing anything wrong, and I'm just an agreeable person. And anytime you're doing something wrong is going to be the person who's like, oh, no, sir, I feel like my rights are violated. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not doing anything wrong.
See,
my tail light.
Even though I wouldn't be doing anything wrong, I still wouldn't let them search my car. They'd be like, can we search your car? I'd be like, hey, do you have a warrant?
Yeah, my taillight was out.
You can search my car when you show me your warrant.
Well, that's when they pull the whole reasonable doubt clause or the reasonable.
That doesn't hold up though.
I know it doesn't.
You saying that they can't search your car isn't a reasonable suspicion for them to search your car.
In the cop's defense, I was driving a sports car with California plates in Colorado, listening to Skrillex. So that alone might have been reasonable cause.
Well,
but if I do agree with you.
Skrillex, you're a terrible person. Not that I listen to Skrillex. I mean, hush. This never happened. I don't think he's awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. I have a reputation to maintain here, Jessica.
I'm sorry. I just think if you actually know about him, he's kind of brilliant. But anyways, just admitting I'm a bad person for that alone, I've been told that sometimes when you have a nicer car, cops will pull you over just to see what you look like when you're a girl, and that sometimes pisses me off. I got the feel that he had no idea what he was doing, or I have no idea. Maybe I'm just so awkward he got awkward and was like, can I search your car? He didn't actually search my car. I feel like that's now the magic words if you are doing something wrong, so I feel like I learned a lesson. But I offered to let him do it. He just kind of took the flashlight, looked around. But then I did feel dirty afterwards, and I was just like, why did I let him do that?
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment, I wanted to go home, but then I was like,
"Yeah, I know exactly what you mean."
I was like, "I told you I was at the gym. You could see my stanky shoes. What exactly do you think I'm doing here?"
The only time I ever got stopped, I was coming home from school in Virginia, and I bought a car in Virginia from a guy on campus who was selling it. It had an expired inspection sticker. I'm like, I'm not worried about it. I'm heading out of state tomorrow or within the week. I'm not worried about it. Of course, I'm 2 hours from the border, and I get stopped. And I get stopped by unmarks. And they go, we're part of the ATF division of the Virginia State Patrol. Mind if we search your car? And we just want to let you know, we pulled you over I'm kind of panicked. I'm hopped up on, at the time, no dose, trying to.
Okay.
And,
those are legal.
I know.
They're not going to run you in for caffeine pills.
So they go check my car and they go, do you have any drugs in here? I said, Sudafed and no dose.
All of the drugs.
And, he goes, well, those aren't illegal. They open up my trunk. He goes, can you open up the trunk? I said, not a problem. On top of all my stuff in the trunk was a foldover. They unzip my foldover, see my Boy Scout uniform with the Eagle Scout badge on it. They go, you have a nice day. Thank you.
Little did they know that you killed that Eagle Scout and hid his body full of crack under the car.
Well, no, I will admit I am Eagle Scout class of 1985, which was the Diamond Jubilee year of Boy Scouts. I am not embarrassed to say I'm a Boy Scout or an Eagle Scout.
That's a good tip if you want to smuggle drugs, is hide it underneath an Eagle Scout uniform.
I feel like I could be really good at this job, but then I watched Orange is the New Black and I would be less of a survivor. Never mind, just kidding. I didn't even say I would think about smuggling drugs. Don't take me away from my life. I love food.
So, DC, we know this is the month of villains for DC Comics.
Yeah.
Funny thing about opening week of DC Comics. This comes from a friend of mine who runs a comic book shop here in town called Heroes Landing. And he goes, some of you may be aware that DC Comics is releasing villains associated with the main titles this month. The covers for these comics is lenticular, creating a 3D effect. Unfortunately, DC was not able to fill the demand, so everyone was allocated on certain titles. The titles we were allocated the hardest on were Justice League and Green Lantern. Don't worry, we will be able to fill all orders with 2D cover versions of the same comic. In order to be fair, our subscribers will be given first dibs on the lenticular covers based on when they signed up and how current they are in picking up. Yeah. In some cases, some subscribers. Okay. This just keeps adding to the flaws of DC, I guess.
Yeah. Jess, you a comic book fan?
I actually am.
Comic book reader?
The villains are my favorite. I collect comic books where, like, people die. So,
okay.
And, like, the Superman one that I saw actually really reminds me of one of the Wonder Woman ones. I wish I pulled it out because I didn't really think we'd be talking about this, where she's, like, ripping somebody's her own face off and she's, like, standing over a dead corpse that's on fire. Those are, like, my favorite comics. Like, Superman dying, Spider-Man. I'm weird. I don't know why, like, when people die, but, now, how am I supposed to buy one of these? It's not fair.
Let me ask you, do you remember comic books in the 90s with the
yes.
foil embossed hall of foil covers that they all seem to have?
I still have duplicates. I was smart enough as a young lady to keep one of each, one for putting your dirty paws on and one for keeping.
Yeah, but now neither of them are even worth cover price.
Which doesn't matter to me. Yeah. That's not even a thing for me. These are just like, the only ones that I keep are the ones that I've reread a million times and they're important to me. So, like, I have like a Brody-esque thing going on in my room. A lot of people will come in and that's the first thing they touch and I'm like, don't touch my comics! But it has nothing to do with money. I mean, going to Comic-Con, I did see a few comics and I was like, ooh, that's really tempting to sell that because that's worth kind of a little bit of money. But it's, I like my comics that I kept. I got rid of so many of them that I want to keep the ones I have.
I have a couple that I'm thinking about selling. Because I only have like two short boxes and stuff that I haven't gotten rid of. But I have Origin and I have some of the early issues of Ultimate Spider-Man.
I think it's funny. Comic books are almost like cars. As soon as you walk out the door with it, they depreciate.
Yeah.
They only seem to grow in value if they come off the last chance stand and end up in the boxes. Then all of a sudden they increase in value.
Yeah, and they're going to be like Beanie Babies soon. I mean, because I've been buying digital comics. It's easier.
Yeah. The bubble is going to burst again. And the thing is, the reason I brought up the 90s, they seem to have not learned their lesson. And I'm looking not just at DC and Marvel, you know, all these publishers put out the variant covers we tried to talk about last week and got off topic.
Weird.
It's not, I know, right? How did that, it never happens. It's not going to be good because when you have the 250 to 1 variant cover, let's say. Right. So if I pick, yeah, if I buy 250 copies of your comic book and get one of these variant covers, I can turn around and sell it, just the variant cover, for what I paid for all 250 books. So every book I sell is pure profit.
Right.
But I've got 250 books. Do I have 250 customers? What's going to happen to the rest of them? And considering I paid $0 for them, anything I get for them is going to be profit. So I can sell this $4 comic for $1.
Well, the thing gets me is if they can make enough copies of all these variant covers for the demands for the, when they're not doing the specials, why couldn't they be on top of their game and not have everything ready for the demand that was coming out?
It's artificial scarcity. I saw the Forever Evil number one, the 3D cover, selling for $150 online before today. Ugh. It came out today.
Right.
$150 online before it came out.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Mm.
But the thing is, I could go to my local shop, go to their last chance rack, and say any of the higher end variant covers for Superman Unchained, and they're still wanting the $19, $20, $25 for it.
Oh yeah, they're only going to go up to a point, and then everything's going to come down. Here's the thing: if you're building this business on the variant covers that you have to buy 25, 50 copies of, when the variant cover market busts, it's going to take the rest of the market with it.
Exactly. Well, I think today, you know, even today, Dark Horse with Star Wars, the Star Wars number one, there was three different covers for it.
Yeah, I didn't
see. And the change was so minute.
Yeah, I did. Well, they're all by different artists doing the same picture.
And I didn't see where there was much variation.
Yeah, if you take a good look at those covers, they're the same picture drawn by different artists.
Okay.
There's one by Jan Derisma. I noticed that they were all, you know, marked AR, Ask Retailer.
Right.
Price-wise. I did not see the order limits for them, though. I don't know if they're 1 in 25, 1 in 5, 1 in 1, right. Variants, whatever.
Right. So, yeah, it's... For a comic book shop to come out and criticize DC without directly criticizing DC, I can only imagine what it was like the rest of the country.
Yeah, I have heard that there are shortages on those 3D, and they're a headache. Those aren't that cool. I mean,
it's
you know,
like the 3DS.
Yeah,
I have one, and it gives me a headache. I love it. I love playing Animal Crossing because it's a new Animal Crossing game, and I'm a sicko. But that 3D, I don't want that in my house. I don't want it in my comic books. Like, that would make me sick. I don't know why. I don't like it.
There was...
See, to me, the whole 3D TV, 3D movies, I think it's a... Well, 3D movies is one thing, but the 3D TV, I think it's a fad.
I hope so.
Yeah, probably. They don't... And the thing is, I mean, that they also make a 2D print of it.
Right.
You know, like I saw Iron Man 3 and the Avengers in 3D, but I've watched, you know, the Avengers probably a dozen times since then in regular old 2D, and it's still awesome.
But you know, how much do you really see of 3D TVs really being pushed anymore? I mean, I think they are slowly gone.
Yeah.
I've never walked in anybody's house and been like, hey, nice 3D TV. I'm totally jealous. It's never happened.
Yeah, 4K is the next thing in TVs. I think ESPN killed off their 3D channel.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like the death knell of 3D, essentially.
Well, we're talking ESPN in general. They're dying on their own. So.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
they don't have Monday Night Football anymore.
No, and they're dropping NASCAR at the end of the season. ESPN is going to now be on the main networks, Spelling Bee and Poker.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, they have SportsCenter on.
Oh, yeah, and ABC, or baseball and NBA. Big whoop.
Yeah, as long as they have SportsCenter, it'll keep them afloat, I think.
Well, over.
They could run SportsCenter 24 hours a day on ESPN and people would watch it.
You know it's bad when Oberman is offered a job to come back.
I like Oberman. Don't pick on Keith Oberman. I watched Countdown like all the time.
I know nothing of sports. I know the ESPN Zone has a really nice restaurant at Disneyland.
Well, Keith Oberman
Disneyland or
was...
they have one out there too? I know they have one here at...
At World? Do they have the Ottomans where people bring you food while you're sitting in a lounger?
No.
It's awesome.
See, we have the ESPN Club. And
oh,
we're the only club. Everything else is ESPN Zone.
Wait, I have a question. How long have you worked for Disney? A really long time, right?
15 years.
So do you remember that Clue Club that was a bar that you would go into and it was like a whodunit bar?
The Adventurers Club at Pleasure Island.
There you go. Awesome. That was so much fun.
Home of the Congaloosh.
Oh, man.
Pleasure Island sounds far too dirty to be a Disney World or a Disneyland.
It was a unique experience. It really was.
You can't call something Pleasure Island without... You know,
did
making
you know,
the implication that there's going to be some boning.
It was an homage to
Pinocchio.
Okay.
And Pleasure Island, actually, they opened one on the East Coast in Boston. And it was three of the people, I don't know what they did at Disney, but they broke off and tried to open a theme park where it snowed. And it was called Pleasure Island.
Huh.
It was in Wenham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I would be... the douchebag who goes to Pleasure Island, and I'll be like, well, I'm here.
Yeah, Pleasure exactly. My grandparents went on their first date there, and the whale is still, like, dilapidated in the lake. Not a lot of people know this, but if you, like, can throw a rock properly on the right day, probably not anymore because this was years ago, the whale kind of, like, I'm to the top of the water, and it was, like, all rusty and dilapidated, and then it just kind of was like, eh, I'm dead.
So where do we move on to next?
Well, if you check the BBC schedule, I thought this was interesting. You know, they post their schedule online, and you can see, you know, what's on the BBC today? This is an old show from the 60s. It's in black and white. It's called Dad's Army.
Okay.
And it's about the Homeland Defense Force, I think is what it was called. It's a comedy set during World War II because, you know, that was such a fun time.
Yay.
It's like those air raid sirens were hilarious. It's like, it's sort of like Hogan's Heroes, I guess. They're in a Nazi prison camp. It's a comedy! I stole that joke from Andy Kindler, by the way. Before anyone says it, I'll say it first. So Dad's Army is this show about, it's old guys, you know, dads in World War II who were like the home defense force while the young men were in Germany fighting those krauts, you know.
Yeah.
One of the episodes that's listed coming up here in the next couple of weeks was a lost episode of Dad's Army.
Okay.
It had been missing since basically its initial broadcast. And if you remember, a while back, maybe a couple months, we were talking about, you know, did they find 100 missing episodes, roughly, of Doctor Who?
Doctor Who, yeah.
And the guy who said, you know, yes, they did, after saying, no, they didn't for months, he finally saw the stuff. He said, yes, they did. He said, it's not just Doctor Who.
Oh.
And now, out of nowhere, lost episode of Dad's Army. So, you know, I mean, is this the sort of the start of the verification of all these lost episodes of shows coming back to the BBC, and will it include Doctor Who?
Lose episodes of things?
They wiped them. They erased them. Because they didn't, they're like, who's going to want to watch a TV show that's already been on?
Oh.
So they go back and reuse the film. Because at that time, you know, film's money.
Yeah, the tape was more, they thought the blank tape was worth more than the show that was on it.
Oh, man. Especially the Doctor Who, if they only knew now.
Yeah, that was their policy up until, and it's especially with the black and white shows.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And well, that came up.
What's that, Jess?
That came up with the new George Clooney Disney movie, right? Where they found all this weird Disney footage.
Yeah, but that was sort of
We had.
They didn't actually find that.
It was like make believe.
Yeah, that's promotional. That's the promotional story for the movie, like the Blair Witch Project.
I was just gonna say, so they're playing a Blair Witch Project with us. That's so nice.
Yeah.
I fell for it again.
I fell for it too at first until Algin was like, "Yeah."
I am so gullible.
Well. Algin was there. We just read about it.
Right.
So I think it was probably more obvious if you were sitting in the panel than the reports on the panel made it seem to be.
Well, I remember when everything was first released, I'm like looking at it going, okay, they're trying really hard to age stuff to make it look like it came from that time period.
Yeah, but you work at Disney, Mike. You have an unfair advantage over us plebes in the real world.
No, actually, it's anybody who has any basic knowledge, because they took, like, a picture of somebody with Amelia Earhart, and it was, like, dated incorrectly. Like, she was dead for 9 or 10 years.
Well, maybe it was Amelia Earhart, fearless flyer from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
No, like, then you're like, ugh, I fell for it, stupid Disney. That's why you have all my money.
So yeah, it's
if someone needs to tell me if that is Autumn Reeser in that picture posing as Amelia Earhart, because that'd be the greatest thing that ever happened.
To the Google.
Either that, or it's just some intern going, "Okay, you got to put this outfit on."
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
So.
It was just Amy Adams dressed as Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Either that, or it could have been Tom Arnold dressed as Amelia Earhart.
Way more convincing.
Yeah.
So.
There's lost episodes on the BBC, and that happened up until the one show that was really big over here is called "Are You Being Served?" It was on like every PBS station in the country. Yep. Have you guys seen that one?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You've never seen "Are You Being Served?" Huh?
Oh, is it awesome?
It's funny.
There's a pink, pink blue haired woman in it.
Yeah, Mrs. Peacock.
Yes.
They work at a department store, and everyone's Mrs. or Mister, whatever their last name is.
And there's one guy who's so old that he.
Oh yeah.
Part of the ongoing joke is he's still around.
Well, then he died, old Mr. Grace, and they replaced him with young Mr. Grace, who was just as old, and they called him young Mr. Grace.
Yeah.
Lucille, too. Wait, what?
Yeah. Lucille Ostero. Anyway, that show's from 1974, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
And if you've ever seen the pilot that they've played in the United States, it's in black and white. They didn't record the show in black and white. They wiped the color pilot. So this was still going on up to 1974. They recently found a color print of that. Yeah. But, yeah, it was up until the 70s. They were still, you know, destroying the shows after they aired.
Right.
Oh, and what they're getting back is copies that they had sent to affiliates in other countries.
Now, wasn't there a couple... like some of the early episodes of Tom Baker's Doctor Who in black and white as well?
I don't think so. I think the third Doctor went color. I think it was during the third Doctor that they went color.
I wonder if it's just like as simple as somebody who worked there who didn't care and was like, meh, just like throwing it over their shoulder, like, eh, this is stupid. Like throwing it in, like, I don't like this. Throwing it away. Nah, not going to happen.
Kind of, but it was there.
It's not going to be, it's not going to be anything like Star Trek.
What are you a doctor of? This is stupid.
Mike, it was before Star Trek. It's 63. Because this is the 50th anniversary.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, you know, the one intern, oh, we don't need to keep all this. It's be nothing like Star Trek.
Well, it was official policy at the time to wipe the tapes rather than buy more tapes. Because then you have to pay for storage and stuff. And it happened over here, you know. It's more surprising that Dark Shadows is still around rather than that some episodes are missing.
Right.
Because all those other contemporary soap operas are gone. You can't watch old General Hospitals from the 70s.
No.
Sorry, I have somebody leaving my house. There might be a lot of dog noises again, so I might either mute it for you so you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a fart break.
what we're going to beep the dogs every time they bark.
You should.
So it sounds like they're just swearing in the background.
Make sure you just keep a few barks so when it does, you do hear it, it's like, beep, roop. Like, my dogs are filthy.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Bad, bad doggies.
So what's this about Vin Diesel?
Did you hear that he's crying poor, that he's not only started a friggin' Kickstarter, which I don't even want to get started on celebrities doing Kickstarters. I mean, Chewbacca's fine.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Did you really? Okay, well, yeah. I agree with whatever you said. Vin Diesel, you have money. If you blew your money, that's too bad. So sad, because I don't give a crap if you had to fund some of Riddick. You shouldn't have had that problem in the first place. Like, where's your money going? Why is this a problem? Why are you losing your house? So is most of America. I don't care. I'm not going to give you my money.
Steroids are expensive.
Yeah. I was actually telling somebody the other day, I'm sorry, but if you're that hard up, if you think that any wrestling company or television show wouldn't love to have your booty, sorry, I almost said a bad word again. You're out of your mind.
Ass.
Okay, well, like, you think that they wouldn't want him to wrestle, at least? I mean, he could do a lot of things. He could do syndicated TV, whatever. I mean, my whole thing is that whatever he does, The Rock can do better, but that's fine. He did the Fast and Furious. I get it. People love that. People go crazy for that stuff. I don't like it. It's not my thing, but where did your money go?
Isn't he in Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers 2 or something?
He will be in Guardians as Groot.
Okay. Yeah, he's Groot. He's that movie comes out. He's got to have a paycheck from that. He's filming it now.
But he's saying, "Oh my gosh, I put so much money into Riddick, I can't pay for my house that I signed up to pay too much money for."
Actually, if they go true to character with Groot, all they got to do is go, "Okay, say this line: I am Groot."
Say it happy.
Say it sad. Say it angry.
It's gotta have the intonation because all he says is I am Groot, but there's subtle inflections.
I know. That's why I said
they
could spend a day with him in the studio just recording I am Groot in different.
Yeah.
More feeling, less feeling, more intense, slower.
I heard for a second that there was a rumor that he was going to be Ant-Man, and I almost lost my crap. I was so mad. I was like, where did you hear this? I'm going to write a letter.
Hey, how about Vision? They had him pegged as Vision as well.
I can't see him as
anything?
Vision. He's too muscly for Vision. I mean, you know, I saw maybe Wonder Man, but not Vision.
I feel like he'd make an excellent Fred Flintstone, because he has like three rocks that just jump around in his head, and that's all it has depth-wise. I don't get it. But he still shouldn't be poor.
Well,
so you're not a fan of Vin Diesel, is what you're saying?
No, I love him. He's my favorite.
with his ego, he would be perfect for Namor.
Maybe. He has to grow hair, though.
Yeah, Hey, if they can make if they can make Johnny Storm black, they can make Namor bald.
See, I don't have a problem with making Johnny Storm black. My problem is not making Sue Storm black.
See, that's my problem. If you're gonna make one black, make the other. Leave the family alone and make Reed black.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That's who they're gonna make black is the thing. The reason that they're not gonna make Sue black is because they're too afraid to have an interracial couple in a comic book movie. Even though it's 2013!
It's the same reason why we can't have a female doctor.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to at some point. I think they're doing something here, going back to having like the oldest doctor ever. Right. There's got to be a reason for that.
It takes all the romance out of it, even for me. I'm like, oh, you're old.
Yeah, you're not gonna see 22-year-old.
I know. I'm the worst kind of David.
Old doctor.
I'm the worst kind of David Tennant Doctor Who fan. He's so dreamy. This is like a fairy tale. Look at all the aliens. It's great.
I love David Tennant, too.
I'm glad my boys like him, too. But
now, a couple of weeks ago, talking about Kickstarter and whatnot, we're going to hit it. Now that we have someone who's in that faction, I know you're a cosplayer, Jess.
Yeah.
How do you feel... because it came out 3 weeks ago that, the cosplayers using Kickstarter to fund their costuming.
They're really doing nothing different than the girls who do webcamming stuff, and they pretend to be cosplayers to make more money, because who's paying them to the people that sit at home and like that kind of stuff?
Right.
I think that, like, just about the celebrities in general, it's gotten so out of control, but... there's something that I learned a long time ago, is that you can never get mad at desperate men wanting to give women money, because it's always going to be a thing. Either take it for what it is and know the difference between the people that are truly doing that. And if they're doing that, they don't really belong in the cosplaying world, and it's sad, which is why I really want to go to like NDK, because that still has a lot of the same fundamentals. Like, I loved going to the Labyrinth of Jared Ball in Los Angeles, because that was like... it was like prom for nerds. Like I dress up like Sarah from the Crystal Ball scene. Like, that's what cosplaying is for me. It's not about having my pictures on websites. It's never been about that for me, because I recently had never had anybody take my picture at any cosplaying event, because I lost a lot of weight. And then all of a sudden I started going to the same things I've been going to forever. I mean, forever. And people are like, take my picture. I'm like, do you even know what Dark Alice I am? They're like, I don't, whatever, take my picture. I'm like, okay, well, I'll take a picture with you. Like, even when I went to Comic-Con, on the bio, I was not dressed up. That was just what I wear all the time. I was wearing Chuck's knee highs, a skirt, and a Spider-Man shirt that I cut up. And people are like, who are you? I'm like, and I like look down like,
I'm Jess.
I'm myself. Who are you? Like, are we becoming friends? Like, oh, I really like your costume. I was like, oh, I'm not wearing a costume. That's really sad.
Yeah, that really made me feel like I had been in a relationship for 7 years, because the first thing that I noticed about that picture is I have those same shoes.
And it's tough for me to even see somebody who's had plastic surgery. Honestly, like the first episode I watched, I was like, that steampunk Boba Fett should have won.
Stormtrooper,
is that right? And then I was just like, no. I'm so angry I can't even talk. I don't even know the difference between my Star Wars right now. I can't even talk to people about this, because it upsets me. Because it's supposed to be fun, and it's turned into like this nasty skank fest, and I hate it. And it's intimidating, and I'm a shy girl, and I don't like going to conventions and having guys like think that they're going to hook up with me because I'm dressed a certain way.
Well,
it's just not my scene anymore. It's awful, and I love doing it, and I would love to do it for my friends. I like to make costumes. I'm a makeup artist. I do the airbrushing. Like, if you need me to, instead of doing, like, a vinyl costume that looks like crap, I can spray your entire body green. I can do your entire body blue. Like, I will help any of my friends. We used to trade and sew, and it's not that anymore. It's like, who looks hotter? Like, who can get more attention online? And I don't like that. That's not fun for me.
And here's the thing. What's the end goal of getting all this attention online and the clicks and the likes and the whatnot?
Money.
I don't know. You move on to something new and trendy. I mean, I don't know.
This last episode, Yaya Han talks about how what separates her from everyone else is the fact that she does a calendar every year.
Yaya Han and Jessica Nagiri, they're like the only people who get paid to do that, though, right?
No.
It depends.
The people who the conventions pay to come in costume, right?
They don't pay a lot of people. Like, I think just the Adrian Curries and those kind of people get actually paid. And that's from Kamikaze from Stan Lee. She's one of the contributors. Like, the original Elvira does it. A lot of these girls going make a lot of their money doing, like, private or separate things. Or, they have wish lists where you can buy them presents and all this weird stuff.
It seems sketchy to me.
Like a fake girlfriend.
I know there's quite a few who, like, this week's episode, they had Becky as a judge for the Marvel panel at some anime convention in Houston. You know, the biggest.
Why is there a Marvel panel at an anime convention?
I was just thinking that.
And here's one of the cosplayers who's competing in the costume contest the next day, the anime costume contest the next day. She comes back and tells the other girl that she's teamed with, yeah, I went down to check out the stage, see what our spacing was like, and one of the judges was so-and-so. I can't believe they have her as a judge when the quality of her work is an issue. And it's like, okay, someone's butt just got chewed. and then she comes up to check on after her whole thing, and they go, you know, Are you going to such and such show in Kansas? And one guy's like, yeah, well, I would love to partner. And she goes, you're the last person I would team up with because of the quality of your work.
Whoa.
And it's like, ooh.
That's not nice. You should want to help each other. This is kind of, it just grosses me out when it's like that because it's not the community that it started out as. No, like,
and what, to me, what makes it worse is when you have Yaya Han, who comes on and claims to be the ambassador or the queen of cosplay. And she's bashing other cosplayers.
I heard that Yaya Han only got that job on that show because Jessica Nagiri didn't want to do it.
Oh, she refused to do the show. Yeah,
like that's what I heard was that she was the first choice and Yaya Han was the second choice.
Yeah, she was on the Emerald City show, where they were at Emerald City Comic Con, and she makes an appearance there. Now they used her on the show, but they didn't highlight her or interview her or anything else because she refused to do it.
I also just noticed I've been saying Nagiri and it's Nigri, isn't it?
I think so.
I honestly think I've heard it so many different ways, even on the TV show alone. I've heard it three different ways.
I could not pick this woman out of a lineup. If you lined up, and even if they didn't look, if the people didn't look anything like each other, I wouldn't be able to pick her out of a lineup. the name Nigiri is a Japanese dish, so I keep getting it confused with her name, which I think is Nigri.
Well, and you know what? Another thing that turned me off to that show, now that I can think about it, and this is kind of just, I think, my general problem with the way girls can behave anywhere, is that one girl, and I had seen that Tron prom dress on Pinterest, and I was obsessed with it to the point where I am trying to figure out how to make something very similar for myself. My roommate's really good with that stuff, and he's helping me. The way she was yelling at her costume designer boyfriend, like, I was like yelling at the television like it was a sports game, like how most guys watch football. I was like, why are you being such a jerk? Your costume's awesome. Shouldn't have worn it all day. You should have changed your costume before. Why did you wear it all day? And I'm like, and somebody was like, you need to calm down. I was like, why did she wear it all day though? I want that costume so bad. And she's yelling at the person who made this. And now that I know what it takes to make something like that, it's crazy. Like, you should have known. Do not wear it at a con all day. When you wear anything costume-wise, it gets sweaty, it gets ripped, you're taking pictures, people are stepping on you, people are sweating on you. Like, it's just a nightmare for any costume. Like, so if you're
let me take my yellow-stained hot dog grease hands and rub the back of your costume. Make it shiny and pretty.
Or a lot of smelly Batmans who are wearing a lot of rubber are like, hey, girl, and you're like, oh, God.
See, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Like, there goes my costume.
This sort of the conventions and the body odor thing, this has to be from people sweating at the convention, right? I mean, the hotels have showers.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, no,
people don't shower.
No. Sometimes I get home and I am ripe. I mean,
I've never gone to a convention and gotten sweaty and smelly, but I've never gone to a big convention. Yeah, I've never gone to Comic-Con.
You've also never gone to
KatsuCon and Pittsburgh Comic-Con.
And you've probably never dressed as Black Widow under any sort of lighting circumstance whatsoever. Like,
The last convention I went to, I wore jeans and an Evil Dead t-shirt.
No, you were not wearing pleather and a gun holster and tall boots.
I got pulled out of line by a porn star at I think it was Otakon, because she liked my shirt.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome, because I didn't really care, but it was this booth from one of these places that does, you know, the hentai movies.
Right.
And they hired
that's
porn.
A little bit cooler than regular porn.
they hired actresses from regular porn to do the voices. And they had them at the convention. Weird. And yeah, the one girl was like I was in line for something in the main hall, and she like pulled me out of line. She was like, oh, I love that movie. I love that shirt. It was so scary. I was like, yeah, hey. Everyone's getting their picture. I wasn't one of the guys who went over to the booth and wanted to get my picture taken with the porn stars like every other guy there.
Well, no, because then you're the creepy guy who visually looks like you recognize that person, and even if you did, you don't want to be that person.
Yeah, I had no idea who she was.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Big that fan. Happens. You don't want to be the big fan ever.
Well,
fans at conventions scare me. Let me tell you about my run-in with fans at the same convention. I think it was KatsuCon 2001. Maybe it was 2000. Anyway, all my friends were there from college and friends that because I used to be an anime fan subber, and I had friends in that circle who were there.
Yeah.
There were like a lot of us. And have you ever read the webcomic Megatokyo?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. It's got a following, and I was at the time friends with the guy who did it, and I was really good friends with his assistant, who's a guy by the name of Dom. And he's a writer. He's a good guy, he was my age. So anyway, I'm talking to his girlfriend and his roommate, and we're looking for him. And his girlfriend is telling us about how their relationship's not really working. And this guy comes up, he's like, are you talking about Dom from Megatokyo? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, is he here? And she's like, his girlfriend, you know, being his girlfriend, decided to embarrass him. She's like, oh yeah, it's my boyfriend. Come on. I'll introduce you to him. But like, this guy got his picture taken with me and his roommate and his girlfriend. He's like, cause you're Dom's friends. That's awesome. I'm like, yeah, okay, dude.
Oh no. Just a,
see what happens when you don't cosplay.
Yeah.
To catch you up on why we even brought it up is, there was a story that came out, and then it got quickly removed. Then, what, it came back again?
Another site was hosting it.
Is it about them getting sued?
No.
It's about the ones who used the Kickstarter for, like I need a new TV.
Oh, so that's, like, public knowledge twice.
Yeah.
Now. That's great. Good for them.
The
reason they took it down was because people were, like, harassing them about it. I don't think is cool. You know, even if you don't agree with what they were doing, you know, leave them alone.
Well, they also had links to the people's Facebook pages as well.
Yeah.
That's not for strangers. That's for real friends.
So, but, well, like the one gal, she had emergency issues with one of her cats. And she, okay. I mean, she went to GoFundMe, which is fine. That's what that's for. This other gal had lost, what, in a flood, lost a lot of costumes and whatnot. So she was raising money for fabric and everything. And part of the stuff she was trying to raise money for was to replace her PS3. It's like, really? I don't have a PS3. Why am I going to give you money for you to replace your PS3?
I mean, unless she is somebody who reviews games for a living, or she interacts with a lot of her fans on the PlayStation Network. I mean, I can't really judge her. That is so much money. Like, what are you giving people back? Are you giving them pictures of you dressed up in their favorite costume of you? Because they're a fan of you for a reason. So are you right. supplying something for what you're giving out? Are you saying, hey, if you put this much money towards it, I will play this whatever game you choose for the PlayStation 3 you bought me for, you know, X amount of hours because you were so gracious to donate towards this? I will be
a friend with benefits at the next party, at the next con.
Yeah, I will give you my firstborn. I'm not really sure. I mean, PlayStation 3 is expensive, and even right. down to, it's still not a dated console. The newest Grand Theft Auto, which I'm super excited for, is coming out for the PS3, kind of as a last hurrah. But so, you know, this is still something you want to buy.
To me, that's what insurance is for.
Yeah, unless there's a circumstance where she can't be insured because it's a, like you were saying, the high flooding, or it snows, or sometimes in California, there's a lot of fires in the same areas. I don't really know if there's more money in insurance to live in certain parts where you have fire days instead of snow days for school. So unless, and I'm giving her like all of the benefit of the doubt, it's a dirty practice. It's gross yeah. that people contribute to this.
So because like it's that, a use the other groups like GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Don't use Indiegogo. Don't use Kickstarter to beg people to help you make a costume.
Yeah, and no judgment. Prostitution is the oldest career in the world. I don't care what you do. If you want to get paid to get naked, if you want to get paid for anything, you have to be providing some sort of product. I don't know where this just giving people money came from, because I thought we were in a recession, and now you're not even getting anything for the money you're just giving people. I don't understand.
That could be going to Obamacare.
Oh, yeah. Or even like the Veronica Mars things. Like, tell me Kristen Bell doesn't have a crap ton of money. She was just Gossip Girl. Like, she...
Well, that was kind of different.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Like, don't tell me she didn't get...
I just had my mic off for like 3 minutes. I've been trying to talk. I lost crack of my cough.
I feel like Mike just used a force and was like, shut up. Stop sidetracking everyone. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here. I'm like, hello. And
we couldn't hear
like,
you.
Why is everyone ignoring me? I'm like, I have my mic off. Okay. It's
well,
not
you smell
Mark.
Funny. But money to, for nothing and chicks for free, it's not a real thing. So I don't know.
The one that bothered me was the girl.
What do you mean money's for nothing?
There was one girl who had the Kickstarter to buy a sexy Princess Peach costume.
Can I get that? I would love that costume.
Yeah, well, the rewards were pictures of her in the costume, and at one tier it was like, talk to her on Skype. I was like, it kind of seems...
Oh.
It seems prostitute-y.
It's not, I'm not saying, just
a little bit.
Yeah, because that was that was one that I came back and said, you know, most guys are going to come back and go, they're either going to want to see her remove items while on Skype or be able to talk dirty while on Skype.
It's actually, it's a crazy different world. This is something that I saw the United States of Terra. I was obsessed with that show, and that's how I learned about like the entire world of webcamming. And this girl was dressing up as a superhero and getting paid for it, and I was like, that seems bomb. So I went and researched it, and it's like, not only has the porn industry gotten their hands on it, which it typically is what they do with everything when it comes to women, I'm not a feminist at all. It's just, oh, you're dressing sexy? Let me make it sexier. It's an interesting situation where if you've ever wanted to see Wonder Woman naked, you can pay a site and this girl gets to sit in her house, cosplay, and take all her clothes off for somebody for a show and make money.
A porn movie where it was three actresses dressed up as the characters from Sailor Moon.
Well, I have the Sailor Moon costume.
They were professionals. You know, they were good professionals.
Really good at their job. And
yeah, they
really
knew what they were doing. They knew their way around that general area.
They actually are making a lot, and if you just research it, I don't want to be the person who's saying this because I am a girl. There's a lot of weird porn parodies coming out. It started with that pirates porn, and the only reason why I know about it is I lived in L.A., and I tell you, after 10 p.m., that pirates porn parody would play as far as you can rent this on cable for blah, blah, blah.
You're talking the spoof, the Pirates
of
the Caribbean spoof. Okay.
Right when Pirates, I think, 3 came out. It was like right after it came out. It was like, oh, if you like Pirates of the Caribbean, what about the dirty one? I don't really know what the commercial was, but it was ridiculous acting, and it was like girls being sexy, getting like held by sword on the plank, like, oh my god, don't throw me in. It was so cheesy. And I'm watching this going, how did somebody get away with this? It's only 10. Like, any kid could walk in the living room right now and be like, oh, is this Pirates? Like, what is this advertising?
Did you see the Simpsons one?
Oh, I wish I never saw that. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, sexy. Everyone's jaundiced.
I have more guy friends than girlfriends, so I'm the girl that, because I'm such, like, I think a lot of things are funny, but I also get super horrified. So, like, hey, look at this. It's called lemonparty.org. And I'm like, ha! Ah!
Like, you know what? I showed that to my girlfriend. She's like, oh, that's cute.
Oh,
fucked up, lady.
Oops. I'm not right by any means, but I still... No, I'm sure she's lovely in other ways. Like, I mean, I laugh at horror movies sometimes when people are getting their heads cut off, so I understand her thinking that's funny, but that's just not my genre of funny.
When she says something's cute, it's just like she doesn't know what to say, I think.
Maybe it's a language barrier.
She does this thing to me, and she doesn't realize how funny it is. Like, if she would do it for, like, another 30 seconds, it would be the funniest thing in the world. But she doesn't. She doesn't, you know, have the sort of the instinct, I guess, to take it longer. Like, you know, we've been dating for a long time, and sometimes, you know, if I'm trying to get her to, you know, fool around, and she's not in the mood, and I'll say something, and she'll just go, oh, it's so sweet. Because it's not. I'm saying something, like, dirty to her. And she's like, aw.
And does she have an accent, which makes everything better?
Yeah, she has an Australian accent.
So I could see you as an American feeling like you're never in trouble, even when she's super mad, because she just sounds so cute that you're like, aw, look at you.
Yeah. But it's hard to tell, because, you know, Australians swear more than anyone in the world.
Well, what do you expect from a prison island?
Yeah, well, she's from France. I mean, she was born in France and moved to Australia.
So, episode 37 in a row.
I'm so glad I can finally be a part of that, because the other 37s had me too, right?
Wait, I'm lost.
So, whew, okay.
All of the jokes.
So we have a resident cosplayer that's going to make things more interesting to talk about these things.
Yes, I won't feel, like, weird. When she agrees with me, it's good, because then I can go, no, the woman agrees with me. See, she has a vagina and everything.
There's going to be some of those episodes I'm going to be, what, you know, now I can ask those questions.
Yeah.
We can't do it tonight because we're starting to run out of time. But we can ask those questions like, why? Just why?
I sent an email to NDK actually talking about this exact situation today.
NDK?
It is one of the big, just Google it, NDK, Denver. It'll be, out here.
Oh,
I think.
Not Desu-Con.
Right.
Yeah,
and
okay,
it's
okay.
More serious. It's not, I'm going to Comic-Con to meet Chris Hardwick, woo! It's actually people who have taken a crap ton of time to put effort into things. And, like, I even know people now that they're like, it's coming up, I'm stressing out. I'm like, I love you, I can help, it's okay. So I sent them
NDK,
an email.
NDK is 6 months away, I can't get my costume done in time.
I'm going to die! And
well,
the best part is...
Jack Sparrow?
Oh, me? Yes. No. I illuminated an entire Tinkerbell costume myself, actually, for the first time. I'm, as somebody who loves theme parks, I'm super obsessed with audio animatronics, so I started incorporating lights. I'm probably going to be done with a really cool Tron costume that I'm going to get a Tron tattoo to go with that glows in the black light, so I'm going to get the Isis tattoo. And it's going to go with my entire costume, and it's going to be illuminated. But I started with a Tinkerbell one. And it's not an official costume. I made everything myself, and I illuminated the wings all by myself. So I'm super proud of it. I mean, I'm a spaz. I could trip on nothing. And I have fall-proofed. I have waterproofed everything. And I'm just so excited because I can go and dress up and still interview people and ask all the questions, because I do kind of want to change the cosplaying world. Like, this is a big mission of mine. I don't care what other people do. I don't care about TV shows. I still want to have my own community that I feel comfortable in with helping. And I'm not good at sewing. Can you sew this and I'll do your makeup? And all that stuff that made it so much fun for me. You do whatever you want. I want the fun back. And I found a few friends out here that are willing to do that with me. So we're going to go out and we're going to try to change the world in the dorkiest way possible.
So coming soon to the Weeby Geeks YouTube channel, our version of Just Cause.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get sued by Skydart now, Mike.
What's that?
And
we're going to get sued by Skydart now.
Hey, as long as we don't call it Just Cause.
That's true.
Jessica could do her own cosplay channel on YouTube.
And my initials happen to also be Gems.
You have to phone someone really famous, Jessica.
What?
I just brought the show to a
halt. Like, I don't know anyone famous.
Here's the thing. I don't want people to take me as saying that I'm just saying that Chloe Dykstra is where she is because she's boning Hardwick. I'm not. I just find it funny.
So,
I mean, she's talented, and she would be there even if they weren't dating. Don't get me wrong.
So the question's going to be...
He's kind of jealous. His girlfriend's like half his age.
You think you're jealous? I thought I had a crush on him when he was on House of 1,000 Corpses, so I'm super jealous because I'm, like, age-appropriate. Like,
you're
I
still, like,
be...
10 years younger than him.
I know. Which makes it even worse. I'm like, I'm much more age appropriate.
No, so yeah, I say good for him.
Be one
yeah,
of those,
as men would.
It's that Batman moment. Will Jessica go up to Yaya Han and go, really? Do you have to be that way?
Nice boobs. Where'd you get them? No, I'm just kidding.
Who paid for them?
Be like, oh my god, look, I do have a uterus. I can be catty when it annoys me.
hit her in the boob and pop it like on Orange is the New Black.
No, I don't want to go to jail. I couldn't be a cook. I don't want to serve tampons.
That's not why she went to jail.
No, I still don't want to do that as a living. That's eventually what happened to her.
Yeah.
So why don't we wrap up? We're getting late into the show.
No, I have a lot of Taco Bell to eat. I've been looking forward to it all night.
Since we don't want to end up with another 2-hour show like last time.
Yeah,
nope.
Which Mike accidentally encoded at 256, so sorry people who had to download a 200 meg podcast.
Suckers! No, I'm just kidding. I don't know any of you.
Those are the loyal listeners.
Yeah. Well, I got new followers after last week's show, so I think at least one person like took the plunge and downloaded that gigantic podcast.
To make your week, maybe they just hated you and they just didn't like you and they want to follow you so they can start sending you hate mail, or maybe they'll send you hate direct messages.
I'm actually pretty sure that one of them followed me because I was talking about the Australian elections at our Saturday.
Perfect.
So, Jessica, you have any shout-outs for this week?
Shout-outs?
Shout-outs.
What does that mean?
Yeah, do you want to say that to anyone? Hi, Mom!
I don't want my mom listening to things that I do. She's a scary woman. She'll be like, and this is why you're not married at your age or have children.
And
you do know that Superman's not a real person and you can never be with him, so why is his picture all over your walls?
Let me ask you.
Wait.
You're going to crush on the Hulk.
You're going to tell
me. I have a huge crush on the Hulk.
Yeah, I need to hear about this. Where does that come from?
He's tiny.
I don't know. I love Bruce Banner. I have no idea why somebody gets super angry really fast. Maybe I like drama. I don't know what it is. But I'm super,
Did you ever read The Ultimates?
Yeah, I have some of them, actually.
Did you see the one with the Hulk where he grabs Betty's like, Hulk horny!
Have you ever seen, like, the really skankily dressed She-Hulk? I'm like, I just want to get a boyfriend who wants to dress as the Hulk and lets me dress as She-Hulk. That'd be awesome. And then I'm like, I have problems.
Are you talking about Red She-Hulk?
Maybe. Or maybe I just saw something on DeviantArt that I was obsessed with and I want to dress like. Sometimes that happens. Pinterest is Reddit for girls. I don't know if you know that.
Okay.
And we spend hours on it, like a lot of boys do on Reddit, going,
I don't go to either.
Oh. Well, you have a lot less. You have a lot less free time than some of us because I won't even dress myself anymore.
I signed up for a Pinterest account. I've never done anything with it, and I keep getting people following me on Pinterest. I'm like, what's the point? There's nothing there to follow.
It's amazing because if you go to Pinterest and you're like, how do I clean my jewelry awesomely without going to a store for cheap? It's like, okay, well, you take baking soda and you put 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 3 of vinegar. Like, honestly, women put everything on Pinterest, whether it be cosplaying, Doctor Who stuff, little clay, little charm thingies that they're selling on their website. Like, everything in the world for women is on Pinterest. How to do your hair. If you like some girl's ponytail, you can find that on Pinterest. If you want to dress like Taylor Swift, you got it. I have no idea
I had to go to YouTube to find out how to do that hair turban thing. With the towel.
Because
I have long
turban.
Hair. You know, the thing where you wrap your hair in the towel around your head and then it doesn't fall off.
Okay, so you can do one of two things. You can use a regular towel. Okay, perfect. They also make, like, cheat ones where it looks like you could potentially be a Smurf. And you... but it's like a half Smurf hat, and then you turn it around and there's a button. So it's like the total cheat version of that.
What I've decided to do now, even though I figured out how to do it, I just let my back get wet. Change my shirt.
Interesting.
That seems to work for me. I mean, you know.
You could also braid it. I go with the braid every day. And
I'm
then
not
once
long
not
enough
work.
To braid my hair.
Someday.
Also, I'm a dude.
Okay. Well, when you get out of the shower, braid your hair. It'll be awesome. It'll just squeeze all the water out.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably impact my ability to have sex with women. Like,
I don't know.
If I walked around with my hair braided. Unless
What's
I was
worse,
like,
a braid or a wet back?
Well, okay, first of all, that sounds really racist.
Oh, it sure does.
I changed the shirt when my hair dries.
Can you bleep that out? Is that a? Can you please
No, we're
going to
leave that in so everyone knows how you really feel about our Hispanic brothers and sisters.
I know you've ever met in your life, racist. It never goes well for me. I'm negative in pigment. I don't leave my house, and I'm white Irish. You don't call me racist. It's awful.
That's right. Eric's real name is Eric Concarney.
Actually, I'm like Ukrainian and Irish. It's what Ukrainian, Irish, and Italian.
So you're a great drunk. I'm Irish and Italian, so I just have a really weird temper.
Yeah.
By weird, I mean awful.
Irish, Prussian, Welsh, American Indian, Jewish.
You are a mutt.
Yeah.
Yeah, with attitude.
See, I don't have that Irish Italian temper really because I was a Buddhist.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now I'm an atheist, so but it doesn't come back.
So to get us to get us back on track.
Dad, Eric.
Hey, you know, this is what people will come to the show for, is you know.
Yeah.
Episode 37, getting back on track.
See, Mike can preemptively bleep himself out, but he can't do that with us. He has to mark it. He's like, eh.
I know, like, I heard Mark drop a C word on his show, and I was like, oh, that's different.
I got to say that on Mark's show, too.
I got one in, too.
Yeah, but when you said it, your phone cut out.
Did it?
Yeah. Didn't you listen to his podcast? And, like, your phone, like, sort of cut out when you were saying they could make out what you were saying.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen yet. It's on my list for Friday.
Okay.
So, going back, any shout-outs? Anything you want to plug?
Not yet. Maybe when I'm more prepared. Honestly, like, all I've done is work out, sleep, write, which for somebody who's never sat down to write before, it's really fun, but it's... I feel like I get sidetracked a lot, actually, speaking of, because I find that I kind of write like I talk. So then I'll end up cutting something and pasting it and being like, I do want to write about this, but I want to save it for this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's normal or whatever. So I'm going to have something for you tomorrow on the girls and D&D thing that I wanted to write about.
Yeah.
So I've really been focusing just on work. My basic maintenance as a human being and the site, which has been so fun for me. Like, I'm super excited. I would have never in a million years sat and thought, like, oh, I might actually be good at writing. I might really be good at podcasting. I never thought that before. So this is really awesome. So thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So the big thing is a shout out to your comments.
And
I'd
like to actually give a shout out to Mark because he introduced me to everybody and, I'm going to leave him a message. He's awesome. I love his potty mouth. I really like his show just as much as I liked, you know, the show that we're on right now. So,
yeah.
Shout out to Mark, I guess, for hooking me up with everybody. And I'm going to be on a show with him soon, right? We're going to all be on the Shield show.
Yep.
Yeah, at the end of the month.
Yeah, and, I mean, I can't wait to be on a show because I can see the C word in his girl. It's okay because it doesn't count. I'm allowed.
Well, the Shield show is still going to be on our show.
I won't say the C word on that. I'm just,
yeah.
As somebody who sleeps in bed sheets that have the Agents of Shield emblem on them and tire of my Avengers bed, I'm super excited. I'm like, this is the best possible show I could have started on. So when you guys like asked me that, I was like, I'm an expert at the Avengers. I'm excited. This is great. And then you're like, oh, start sooner. I'm like, I have to talk about other things that aren't the Avengers. Okay, I guess I'm okay with that. So,
yeah, I don't think we really mentioned this. We're going to have Mark and Jessica rotating weeks as the third co-host.
Yes.
So Mark will be on next week.
Except for the last episode of the month, where we'll have both on for the fantasy casting. And
fancy.
Yeah, like this last week we did, since it was the end of the month, we did the Young Avengers.
Yes, I actually listened to that show.
Yeah.
See, that's what I've been doing. So when you ask me for shout-outs, I'm like, shout-out to sleep? What? Free time? What is that?
Yeah, the big thing you're going to learn as a writer.
About? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, you're saying you've never written before. The big thing is you have to say, okay, internet porn, you're going to wait until after this is done.
Listen, I don't have enough strength to download porn off of LimeWire while still writing. I don't want my computer to crash. I'm just kidding.
LimeWire? Really? That's not even still
a
thing.
I'm making a joke to people who understand me. Give me that.
So you can write.
You gotta change it to RedTube.
So you can write to Jessica at thatirishgirl@compuserve.com.
Or AOL, whatever.
Yeah.
So, Eric, shout-outs.
I don't have any shout-outs, Mike. I never have shout-outs. I don't know anyone. No one loves me. I'll give a shout-out to Vicky, our former, you know, guest host, who is awesome and is in Japan right now.
Oh, my God, I'm so jealous. Sorry.
She's teaching English.
I don't care. I want to go to Japan. I don't know. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what I have to teach. I want to go there.
I want to go there.
Yes, please. Can I have more, Japan?
Well, I'm going to give actually two shout-outs, which I guess will make up. One of them will make up for you guys.
thank you.
My brother's out on the road with a group called Pepper. And they just dropped their new album yesterday, and they're out touring. Check it out. It's actually pretty good. And they both, I was surprised, they have a clean version and their normal explicit. Even with the explicit, there's still, out of all the tracks, maybe a quarter of them.
Pepper's actually really huge in Denver, and I was surprised when I logged onto Spotify because somebody who is really, really likes them was like, you would like them a lot. And I went to go take a look, and it was almost overwhelming how many songs were on Spotify. So yeah. I recently, maybe within the past month, heard Pepper for the first time. They're awesome. But I'm just like, where do I start?
They're supposed to be coming to Denver to play sometime this tour.
Oh, are they from here, or are they just actually super popular here?
I think they're super popular there.
Gotcha.
The guys are originally from Hawaii.
Makes sense.
Are either based in San Diego or San Francisco, one or the other. I don't remember which. But I know I'll see them next Thursday on the 12th here in Orlando, so.
Nice.
So yeah, check out their album. And also too, if you're interested in these monthly subscription boxes, check out Booty Bin. If you go through our site, use the code WeebieGeeks, $5 off your first box. And it's all types of geeky goodness. It's a themed box each month, and, all types of different trinkets, I guess, one way of calling it, in the box. And you get some low-end value stuff, but you also get some high-end value stuff as well. So
that sounds so much more fun than Shirt Woot, because, like, you only get one shirt sometimes. You don't know what it is. That sounds really cool. That sounds like Christmas in a bag.
It pretty much is.
Yeah.
Pretty much is. Yeah, like, one of the ones I got, when they did the superheroes theme for July, I got the Batman Death Mask manga graphic novel, and it is just amazing. So yeah, you get some cool stuff out of it. So if that's it, why don't we wrap up with a little business? Jessica, where can they find you on the interwebs?
At Wicked SoCal, all spelled properly, which is not a regular thing on Twitter, so.
It's wicked.
That's it. It's wicked.
When Mark told us your handle at first, he thought it was Wicked Social.
That would be awesome.
And there is a Wicked Social, and it's like catering for assholes. It's like this Boston catering company.
Which is
like
funny.
Like Wicked Social.
Mine is a combination of the two places that I lived when I started my Twitter handle. It was, I'm from Boston, so
yeah.
I said Wicked a lot, and SoCal is where I lived. So that's kind of, I was like, oh, that's both of me. It really wasn't the most exciting. I was like, what is Twitter? This sounds weird. I want to look and see what Pharrell's doing. Like, then I was like, oh, okay. I like it. Me and my friends harass each other.
Oh, he's having a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, Twitter for me, I never gave a crud about Twitter. But then I started, me and my friends started doing like Twitter scavenger hunts where I'd be like, stupid guy in the Looney Tunes shirt where Tasmanian Devil is dressed like the 1990s gangster. Find him and you get a banana. we just use a random crap. So people are like, I hate following you on Twitter because you have like the most annoying tweets. I was like, oh no, we were at the bar. We were just doing karaoke. We just were doing a scavenger hunt. They're like, oh, you weren't really like tweeting about that stupid crap. I was like, no. We were having fun. You can join in or you can be a jerk and be mad at me.
Yeah. See, I use Twitter to accidentally start rumors about Glenn Beck.
Perfect. I like starting rumors in general on Twitter.
Do you remember that rumor that Glenn Beck like killed someone?
Was that you?
No. It was you.
I think I accidentally started that rumor on Twitter because it was like his show was new and he was like a trending topic on Twitter and I was talking about it with someone. I was like, you know, Glenn Beck just said that Barack Obama is turning the AmeriCorps into the Gestapo or something. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And one of his followers who's defending him said he didn't say that. He was just asking if it might be true. I'm like, oh yeah? Do you think it might be true that Glenn Beck killed someone? I don't know. I'm just asking. And then like a week later, that was the rumor.
So you Laura Bushed him?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So like that's why I deleted, like when I started using Twitter again, when I did this show, I went back and I deleted like all my previous tweets.
Because you can't delete like, the internet, it's forever.
Yeah. So you can't go back and see all this weird like political stuff that I used to have on my Twitter. So I put new weird political stuff about like Australia's elections on there.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
And speaking of Twitter, where do we find you, Eric?
I
almost called you Mark.
Wrong dude.
I kept getting you and Mark mixed up. Even he called tonight to talk to me and I was like, hey Mike, Mark. yeah, it's at NecroFamicom on Twitter.
And I can be found at WeebieGeeks on Twitter. You can find the site on Facebook at WeebieGeeksPC. The website is WeebieGeeksPC.com. Email us at WeebieGeeksPC@gmail.com. And when you go to our site, click on that Amazon tab. And buy stuff. It helps the site out.
Yeah, bookmark our Amazon tab. Just, you know, click on it and then bookmark it. Use it for your Amazon bookmark and it will help us immensely. And
we promise never to ask you to buy us stuff.
Yes. We don't. I have an Amazon wish list, but it's stuff that I'm going to buy for myself. You don't have
It's a reminder that I want this, not a please buy this for me, sir.
Yeah,
we'll save that for Kickstarter.
Going to get partially naked Perfect. On my webcam if you buy me stuff on Amazon. It's just not going to happen.
I can't wait to pay you later.
So,
like, I knew you had no dignity.
And if you don't bookmark the bookmark through the Amazon tab, we'll send Michael Bay and Joel Schumacher to your house.
Yes, and rate our show on iTunes. Hopefully, a good rating. Like, don't give us, like, one star and be like, this is a piece of crap. Yeah, it's a good show. I like it.
Lie to us.
Yes, us lie feel, right to our faces.
Tell make everyone, us feel better.
Tell us it's the best thing you've ever heard.
Be my only friend.
That's why we do this podcast, because we couldn't be friends normally.
Right.
Well, I do this podcast because I'm married with a kid.
Perfect.
If you've enjoyed the Super Friends style intros at the beginning, I'd like to thank a good friend of the show, Carl Ockstadt, for that. So again, thank you, Carl, for that. So on that note, we're going to call it a show. Until next week.
Give the evacuation code signal.
I will bring you back a snowball.
All right, cut the chatter.
This ship will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
It's over, Prime.
adventure. Excellent. Why didn't I pick the blue pill?
I wouldn't trust this overgrown pile of microchips any further than I could throw it.
Hold it. I said hold it.
By the way, why are we wearing bras on our heads?
Ceremonial.
Clark, I don't like the look of this neighborhood.
Come on, Ellen. It's important for the kids to witness the plight of the rebellion. Kids, you noticing all this plight? Roll them up.
This has been a Baby Geeks production.
The Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
The Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
The Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
Well Watchers.
Check out the pop culture podcast that everyone is talking about. Follow the show on Twitter at Well Watchers. Listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and thewellwatchers.com.
Introducing Rebel Force Radio,
your source for the Force.
Star Wars news and commentary
with Jason Swank and Jimmy Mack.
I've seen Star Wars 500 times.
Weekly live shows and podcasts.
Dude, what are you doing?
Getting ready for Soda Pop Talk.
We don't actually talk about soda.
Well, don't waste it. Break out the rum.
It's Soda Pop Talk! Exactly. I don't want them to think I'm ignoring them, so I'm going to answer them. But then it turns around, and I'm like, why aren't they answering me?
Well, see, that just makes me think of, you know, cunnilingus. Let's break right into that right there.
It's a militant teddy bear, you
Dr. Horrible. And that's the only thing that I like by Joss Whedon.
The only thing?
The only thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to hell for that one.
Maybe?
Oh, too bad it wasn't like with the song, Hell Yeah.
I even washed my hands after I pee because I have cock hands after that. I'm going to wash the hand off.
Remember, if it's not rotting something, it's not Soda Pop Talk.